time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio
history.
Nance and I have a tasty show in store for you today, but a word of caution, you may gain weight just by listening.
Jim and I have a long list of prospective restaurants to review, or so we thought. We have learned to always Google the restaurant before we show up to make sure they haven't fallen victim to the COVID-19 fallout. To our dismay, we discovered that restaurant after restaurant was either permanently closed, temporarily closed, or only open a very limited number of days or hours.
You know, I think it's worse now than it was when COVID was in full swing.
I know, because at least you know that they were open for takeout, those certain restaurants.
Yeah, like now it's horrible.
I know. We had a lot of casualties. Okay, well, it really saddened us that most of the casualties were the small mom-and-pop treasures that are always enjoyable. After 25 minutes of searching, we decided to go to a restaurant that has been in business, what seems like forever. We're talking about Lalo's Mexican Restaurant in Schaumburg.
We lived only a few miles away from this restaurant since its opening, but we never went to it. Of course not, because we're idiots. But now that we live in Huntley, we decided to give it a try. We never said we were smart.
We never did.
Well, actually, I did, but nobody listens to me.
But you've got an ego.
Okay. Lalo's is a large restaurant and nicely decorated. A bunch of Mexican stuff all over the place. Little Mexican tchotchke and everything. It is in a location that some of you old folks might remember as Down the Hatch.
Oh, I remember that.
I like that. That was a good pizza place. Yeah, I wonder what happened to them.
My mom used to live way out in Franklin Park, and she would take the train, and I'd pick her up for the day, and my dad would meet after work out by us, and we'd go for pizza once every couple of weeks.
Was Down the Hatch a chain, or was that just
privately
owned? I wonder.
I don't know. But as usual, at a Mexican restaurant, after sitting down, what does the waiter bring us? A basket of tortilla chips and a bowl of salsa. The chips seemed to be made from very coarsely ground corn and were very thick. They were probably too authentic for us. Our educated palates prefer the thin and salty artificial ones that you can buy at the store.
These were really had a lot of corn taste to them and very thick. And I'm sure they were more authentic, but, you know.
I didn't like them.
I like the kind were paper thin and processed. And good eating.
And salty. The salsa was surprisingly mild, too. That I was surprised at. Nothing showed up on Jim's sweathead meter that day.
Now, that I was totally surprised at, because usually in Mexican restaurants, they're not skimpy with the heat, like on the peppers or salsa or anything like that.
I know.
And, you know, us people who are not Hispanic can't take it. But this is really mild.
It really was. I wasn't impressed with it because it's a good thing. I'm allergic to corn, so I saved my allergies from not liking the corn chips.
Well, that's usually what we do. You know, we get about two bowlfuls of those, and then, I'm full. I don't want anything.
That's our appetizer over at the Mexican restaurants usually.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah, what else do you order? I mean, you can't order much at a Mexican restaurant for appetizers. You got your chips and salsa. What more do you need?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Well, Nancy, being the daring old soul she is, ordered what she orders at every Mexican restaurant we've ever been to. I can't remember one that she didn't order this, really.
Yes, I do order chimichangas
what?
Also.
Where?
Besides this. Whenever they have a chimichanga. I like chimichangas.
I'm talking about the ever-popular chiles rellenos de queso.
Mm-hmm.
That's my Spanish.
Yeah, and you did it well. Mm-hmm.
This was 1995, and it was two poblano peppers filled with cheese, egg-battered, and pan-fried in a mild ranchero sauce. It is served with a side of Spanish rice and a zucchini salad. But since Nancy hates zucchini, she quickly 86'd that.
Of course.
No, I gotta have it numb. The waiter then asked her if she would like corn or flour tortillas. She stared at him like a deer in headlights, never having had tortillas with this dish.
Never.
No. I have something totally new.
Yeah, very new.
Like, what? She went with the flour tortillas, and the waiter proceeded to tell the little blonde granny to try putting the chiles rellenos in her tortilla and eat it like a fajita.
Unbelievable. I never heard of that.
She said she'd try it.
Yeah, I thought, what the heck? He knows better than me.
He should know.
That's right.
When her meal arrived, she did what the waiter suggested and fell in love.
Oh, yeah.
This is the way she will forever eat chiles rellenos. That's hard to say. My tongue gets all dirty.
Why don't you say rellenos?
Because I'm talking Spanish.
I am too, rellenos.
Chiles rellenos. Yeah, them. I can't say that.
Then don't say it and say rellenos, you moron.
Whatever she had, she said they were absolutely delicious.
You can't say absolutely right neither. Is that Spanish?
Chiles rellenos.
Mm-hmm.
Got to roll that R.
Rellenos.
Thank you. Very good. I can't do that.
I know. Jim went berserk and ordered for his dinner the largest appetizer known to man.
I was watching my weight. I just had an appetizer.
He had the Botana Combinata for $16.95. Here is a detailed list of everything that comes with it. There were nachos with cheese and refried beans,
mm-hmm.
a ham and cheese quesadilla,
mm-hmm.
two tamales, one pork and one chicken,
mm-hmm.
four flautas, two shredded beef and two chicken,
mm-hmm.
and a seafood empanada.
I think it was designed to feed six. I don't know.
Well, it fed you.
It was just an appetizer.
Yeah, that's all. For $16.95, did you ever pay $16.95 for an appetizer for one person?
No.
Or even two of us?
But it had all kinds of good stuff on there.
I know. I was looking at it myself, but I thought, no, I can't eat all that.
Well, I couldn't either, as it turned out.
It was served with sour cream, guacamole, and pico de gallo.
No, now you're making fun of my Spanish before?
Pico de gallo.
Pico de gallo.
Okay, de gallo.
Rellenio.
Okay. You better clean up that microphone when you leave the studio. The other people coming in are going to see it's all saturated with your spit.
And pico de gallo.
The quesadilla was Jim's favorite.
That was my favorite. I've never had a quesadilla with ham in it. I was just putting regular cheese or chicken or something like that.
Or cheese and chicken, you mean? Not just chicken.
Well, that's true. Boy, aren't we cranky today?
Aren't you a moron today?
Aren't we cranky?
No, you're a moron.
Chili's rellenio.
He actually thought the appetizers could use more seasoning, though. So he asked the waiter for some hot sauce. Our waiter obliged and brought over a bottle of red and green hot sauce. Watch out, though, people, for the green stuff. Eat at your own risk. He took one taste of it and went, whoo!
Yeah, the red stuff was okay. It was just nice little kick to it, medium heat, but that green stuff.
Your head almost exploded.
Oh, it was awesome. Oh.
Whoa.
We almost forgot to mention, after we ordered our entrees, the waiter brought each of us a cup of chicken soup. Or do you say pollo soup? Pollo.
Polo soup?
Oh, that's a quesadilla. It's like a polo, or pollo.
Is that a polo chicken? Does he play polo
on
the fields? So is it going to be a little muscular and a little chewy?
If it's a Hispanic chicken, it's pollo.
Okay.
A regular old chicken is polo.
No, that's an Italian chicken.
What?
On an Italian menu, it's always P-O-L-L-O.
Oh, that's right.
To Americans, it's chicken. You moron. I swear to God, what is happening with you today?
No, that's a very good point. If it's pollo, that's an Italian chicken.
Exactly.
Pollo is Hispanic.
Uh-huh. So the chicken that you get when you eat Italian must be a little more muscular on the wings because they're always trying to hit the ball when they're playing polo.
That was even a further stretch than what I had. Anyway, we had a cup of chicken soup, okay? Whatever it was. I don't know.
Don't make me laugh. I'm going to cough up a storm here.
This is a first for a Mexican restaurant. We never had chicken soup in there.
They never give you anything. No. The only thing they give you are your chips and salsa.
And it was really, really good.
It was good. There was lots of chicken meat.
Or do you say pollo? But yeah.
No, but you say polo.
Polo? Well, that's if it's Italian soup. We are trained professionals, people, so don't argue with us.
Okay.
That was a nice treat. That was really, really good.
I know, and we never got anything like that from any Mexican restaurant. No dessert for us today, because we had to take half of our food home for another meal in a doggy bag. But I even asked for more flour tortillas to take home, because I was schmoozing the man, and I said, and I did, I was schmoozing him, but I wanted more flour tortillas. And I was afraid that, you know, they wouldn't give me any more. But I had a whole big chili relleños left. And I needed I'm hooked on them now. That's how good they are. So I asked him, and he said he would get me some. Seniors rule.
The price for our afternoon fiesta was $47.20. Losing four restaurants to review, sad.
Mm-hmm.
I go take my siesta now.
I go take my siesta. I think I will.
I thought you were.
Well, it seemed like it.
Polo, palo, chicken.
Pollo.
Pollo, whatever. That was a pollo little
chilies
polo.
Releno.
Very
I
good.
I'm better at that.
Yeah, you are. Just clean up that microphone when you're done. So, my love, what's your take on this restaurant?
I'm so glad you asked. I loved all the appetizers for my meal. Sometimes that's the best thing, you know?
It is. Just like at Chinese restaurants. Sometimes appetizers are just what hits the spot.
It was different for a change.
It was.
And I didn't have a taste for chilies.
You never eat chilies.
Because I can't say chilies.
Jeez.
What's your take, Toots?
Chilies.
Very good.
Are usually mild. But not today. It had a kick to it. It woke up my taste buds. I think they may have left some membrane or some seeds in it because I never had a kick to my peppers before.
Huh.
They're usually just like a green type pepper, not spicy.
They're usually very mild. It was different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't you give them their particulars, Poopsie?
Lalo's Mexican Restaurant. 425 South Roselle Road, Schaumburg, 60193. The phone number is 847-891-0911. The website, www.lalos.com. Directions, take Route 47 South to I-90 East to Roselle Road, south to restaurant. Estimated travel time, 31 minutes.
For those of you who just tuned in to this radio masterpiece, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP 101.5 on your FM listening dial.
We put you in WHRU.
And you are always last.
Be nice. So, my love, what did we get in letters this week?
I don't know. Let me check.
Okay.
You've got some mail.
Oh,
thank you, Huntley Radio Glee Club. Boy, I didn't see him sitting
in the corner.
I know, I didn't even see him. Oh, that was very nice of him.
Yeah.
And we actually did get a letter.
Yes.
We did. And it was from Nola. And she writes us, I have stumbled on a wonderful restaurant in Rockford right off I-90. It is called Tavern on Clark. With the supper club vibe, dark wood and white cloth napkins. Ooh. The food selection is extensive and delicious, reasonably priced, and beautifully plated. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only 30 minutes away. You know, if you go to Rockford, people go, oh my gosh, you went to Rockford. But it's...
Nobody says that to us.
I say that.
Telling me we can't go to Rockford. And I says, why not?
But it's the same as going to Woodford.
That's what I told you. So why are you making yourself sound like a genius when you're not?
I tried to tell you that for the longest time.
Oh, yeah? I don't think so.
Anyway, Nance looked up the menu, and one of the appetizers is what? They have deep-fried tempura-battered bacon.
Was it? No.
I think it was.
I thought it was just bacon drizzled.
No, and then they put chocolate sauce on top of that.
Well, I don't remember now. I can't be sure.
Oh, I remember things like this.
Oh, okay. Well, you know where we're going next.
Well, we're going to be there. So.
You betcha.
Thank you so very much, Nola, for the recommendation. Yeah, we will definitely do that.
Mm-hmm. We'll visit it.
Just have all appetizers up there. Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh. I don't know. Anyway. If you have any more requests or anything or know of a good restaurant, our email address is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That's thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. Bork, bork, bork. That's my Swedish.
I can tell.
I am multilingual. I got Chile's jalapeno. I got bork.
Polo.
Bork, Italian.
Polo.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. This is my Italian. Now I got Swedish. Bork, bork, bork.
Unfortunately, we were at a Mexican restaurant, though. And Polo doesn't make it.
You know what? We broadcast all over the world on the internet.
I know.
So I have to cater to our listening audience all over the world.
Then what's chicken in German?
Das Chicken. How's that? That's my German. Anyway, it's a part deux. That's my French.
Part deux.
See, all these language, I'm speaking in tongues. All this, I'm just spouting off. And she is going to help all your cooks out there by saying some of the common mistakes that you are making.
Mm-hmm.
If you're new cooks.
No, not that. Some of them I'm even listening to.
Or if you're just an old cook who doesn't know what the heck she's doing. He or she. I'm sorry. I don't want to be sexist. He or she.
Exactly.
But whatever. She's going to tell you all about cooking.
Exactly. So, and we left off at number 15. Uh-huh. So we're going on to 16 this week.
And because Nancy likes to tell people what to do, she is going to tell you the other 10...
The other helpful tips.
Take it away, sweetie.
Okay, your salads are soggy. Why?
I don't know.
Green leafy vegetables are among the healthiest foods you can eat, but they're also some of the most delicate. To decrease the odds of a soggy salad, rinse your greens under cold water, then dry them in a salad spinner. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Can't you just bread them and deep fry it?
Lettuce?
Wouldn't be soggy.
You know something? What? Just sit there and let me do my segment without your mouth going off.
I'm just asking.
You're weird today.
Okay.
Okay. You forgot to thaw the meat in the refrigerator?
No. I didn't know I was supposed to.
I'm asking the people on the radio, not you.
I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Here's a quick fix to thaw frozen food. Put it in a plastic bag and let it sit in a bowl of cold water for an hour.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of a good idea. What if you forgot to take the turkey out? You put the whole turkey in a bag and warm water?
I don't think so.
Okay. What's a little turkey?
You mean a capon? Or a cornish hen?
Yeah, exactly.
Probably.
Okay. Good to know.
Like you cook. Toast.
Keep going,
dear. You cook toast.
Keep going, dear.
And you do it very well.
Thank you.
Most of the time. You're using the wrong cooking oil. Okay?
Really?
Certain cooking oils have lower smoke points, which means it helps to know which oils to use at various temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
Use olive oil and butter for low temperature cooking. Olive oil and coconut oil for medium heat cooking.
Okay.
And peanut oil, avocado oil, and ghee for high heat cooking. Ghee. G-H-E-E.
That's butter without the butter fat.
Really? Why don't they just say the butter without the butter fat. What was it called when they used to when you take the fat out of the butter?
Clarified butter.
Yeah. Why didn't they just say
not,
that?
It's not exactly the same thing. And if they give it a fancy name, they can charge more for it.
Oh, okay. Okay, don't follow the recipe. No. You don't follow the recipe.
Oh.
Okay.
If that's kind of important.
Yeah, it is. If there's one common cooking mistake I'm personally guilty of the most, it's this one. For those of you who like to make it your own, this can often lead to disastrous results. Sometimes it's better to just follow the recipe, especially for traditional and complex dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I like to add more garlic, and garlic gets really, and then you don't like it so much.
Mm-hmm.
You don't heat up the pan properly. Your cooking surface needs to be hot before you place anything on it. Give your pan or grill at least 5 minutes to heat up.
Okay.
You overcook your veggies and they taste mushy. Shock those veggies when they're done cooking, which means tossing them into very cold water after the allotted cooking time is up. This works particularly well for green beans, broccoli, asparagus, and corn.
Mushy, mushy. That's my Japanese.
Oh, God. Please help me, people. He's such a moron. You burn the bacon. Cooking bacon in a pan can be a greasy debacle in your kitchen. Bake your bacon instead at 400 degrees for 20 minutes.
Doesn't taste the same.
I know, but it's so much easier.
Go on.
Your guacamole turns brown. Guacamole has a tendency to oxidize, which turns it an unappetizing brown color. If you're serving guac, just squirt a little lime juice or lemon juice on the top periodically to prevent browning.
Okay.
Your eggs are tough and dry. If you struggle with eggs, lower the cooking temperatures. Lower the heat and cook at a low to medium heat until eggs are still moist.
Really?
Remove them from the heat source immediately and serve.
See, I didn't know that because you always try to get the edges crispy. I didn't know that. Oh.
I always like my eggs.
Oh.
The last but not least, you remove the crock pot lid. Using a crock pot can produce some of the most tender, memorable meals you can eat. But taking the lid off every half hour means heat escapes, which can affect the cooking time and ultimately the taste of your food. Check on your crock pot creation a maximum of once every 2 to 3 hours. You know, they always tell you, don't keep opening the oven when you're trying to get something cooked or baked because it just lets out all that heat and then the oven's got to reheat and bring it up to
good,
the temperature.
Good advice, Chef Nancy.
Thank you.
Well, I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
Wasn't true, and you passed them by. Though you're in the center ring, and their lines don't mean a thing, why don't you let me try?
Let me try.
Now I don't wear a diamond ring. I don't even know a song.
La 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 la
that I needed in this world. You are the one for me.
One for me.
Let me hold you in my arms, girl, and thrill you with my charms. I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I say are true.